from somewhere up above, they come to you and me. In our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us.
Craig, I'm holding a book, Angels, Angels Everywhere. And joining us, we have its author, Michelle Bieber, on the line. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, let's talk about this, Angels, Angels Everywhere. What is your fascination or interest in angels? Tell us a little about that story.
Well, I was never into them originally, you know, many years ago. And I just ended up finding out about angel numbers at the spiritual retreat. And people were saying, have you ever seen 1111 on a clock or 444 on a license plate? And I thought, yeah, I've seen things like that. And they told me it was the way angels were communicating with us, giving us messages. So I started researching it, and then I ended up just learning more about angels in general. And I just was totally fascinated by the whole thing, that we're connected to this spiritual realm at all times. And it just ended up, as I acknowledged the messages I would see, and sometimes I'd hear sentences. Like one time I was having an allergic reaction. I was driving to the hospital because I could feel my face swelling, and I heard in my head, we're getting you there as fast as we can. I heard it three times, and it helped calm me down. Well, one day I heard these words of poetry while I was sitting in traffic, and it ended up being the manuscript for this book.
The book is called Angels, Angels Everywhere. It's an award-winning, non-denominational, and racially diverse picture book written kind of with little rhythm. It's for children. Explain why you thought this would be a good avenue to explore.
I've always loved to write, even as a child. And as I got older, I've always loved children and just being around them, and I never did have children. And so it kind of works out really well for me, because here I'll be able to read to the kids and watch their comfort and enjoyment, and I'll get to be around a lot of children.
Michelle, the book is illustrated by Susan Shorter. Talk a little bit about the importance of the illustrations and your relationship with Susan.
It was very important to me that I have the illustrations look a certain way. I did want it to have a soft tone, a comforting tone, but a cheery tone, too, for those moments. And I was very fortunate when I decided to self-publish with Balboa Press. They selected Susan as a good choice to do the illustrations that I needed. And I was really, really happy with how she chose to make my story come to life.
This story talks about how angels are there, like in the song, Angels Among Us. There's even angels on trampolines here, Craig. So see, they like to have fun too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of these things, and it's kind of, just to read a little bit of it, says, when you feel sad and really down, ask your angels to lift your frown. When you're afraid and held by fear, you're really safe. Angels are near. So in a way, this is kind of a book to let children know that they're not alone, I guess, is really the theme for this.
Right, that they're never alone, that they're always loved, and they're always supported. And to teach children that whenever they do feel sad or mad, or lonely, that they can ask their angels to help comfort them.
We're talking this morning with the author, Michelle Bieber. It also lists you as an angel intuitive, which is kind of what maybe you were talking about before. Once you kind of were aware of some of these things, more of them, these signs or this acknowledgement comes out.
That's exactly what happens, because like I said, none of this was part of my life originally. But I do feel that we are all connected and connected to the greater consciousness. And when you really tap into that, you just are able to get a lot of information. And I do think whatever you're meant to do in this life is what's going to come through for you, you know, the guidance.
So the people that know you, do they give you angel gifts all the time? Is that something that they look for, or is that something that...
Occasionally, I do get some beautiful cards with angels on them or little figurines, but I do buy a lot for myself, too. It's like my whole place, and I didn't realize this was strengthening my connection. I've bought so many angel little statues, figurines, and decor that I really have created like a little shrine, I guess, to the angels in my home, and like I say, it really has strengthened the connection even more.
What's been the response for this book? How have you had a chance to try it out on children or hear from your publisher?
Yes, I did. I was very fortunate to be at the opening of a new library in my community, and I was able to read to kids, and I had a mom sitting next to me with her 3-year-old daughter on her lap, and the child was just mesmerized. She couldn't take her eyes off the pictures. And when I got done reading it, she said to me, "You know, I get afraid at night too sometimes, like the little boy in the book." And I said, "Well, can I give you a hug? You just call on your angels when that happens." And she gave me a hug, and it was just so sweet. And I thought, here even a 3-year-old understands, you know, and could connect with the words.
Again, the book is called Angels, Angels Everywhere. The author is Michelle Bieber. Shows pictures of angels on the cover, a purple, nice purple cover color. And if people are interested in finding out the book or maybe a little bit about what you do, where's a good place to get the details for that?
My website is www.michellebieber.com. So it's M as in Mary, I-C-H-E-L-L-E, B like in boy, E, another B-E-R.com.
And again, Angels, Angels Everywhere is the book. Michelle, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Have a good day.